With WFIU Arts News, I'm David Wood. An Indiana University historian has discovered and restored what might be the oldest gramophone recording in the world, using a special technique he developed himself. As Mia Partler reports, the recording might not sound perfect, but it represents an important milestone in the history of recorded sound.
The poem that IU Sound Media historian Patrick Feaster recently restored sounds distorted, and it's difficult to understand. But the basic fact that there's audio at all is something worth noting. Emil Berliner invented the gramophone in the late 1800s. He recorded this German poem, Der Handschuh, in 1889, even before the gramophone was available to consumers. The recording no longer exists in material form, but Feaster found pictures of the record printed in a magazine.
How did I play this back? I made a high-resolution scan of the image in the magazine, opened it up in Photoshop, changed it from a spiral, it's a disc recording in a spiral shape, into a set of straight lines, clipped out each of the lines individually, strung them end to end, and then did some graphic processing on those so that I could feed them into a program.
The program he used was created for playing optical film soundtracks, but Feaster modified it for his own needs. At each step of the process, from the printed picture to the Photoshop to the special software, the audio quality gets a little more distorted. But he knew the recording was the poem Der Handschuh from the caption in the magazine.
But it's a very well-known poem in Germany, so this is a little bit as though you were to run across a sound recording made in the United States that sounded a bit like this. Recognize it?
That's To Be or Not To Be. And to hear the poem, it is muddled. And unless the listener knows the work, it's hard to understand. The audio quality isn't great, until you consider that it started out as an image in a magazine. For WFIU Arts, I'm Mia Partlow.